WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy, happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, show number two of 2025. And you know what? Now, as we look down to the week coming, things start coming in to a little bit of focus as the Great American Race happens this Sunday. Actual NASCAR racing that count for actual points and maybe contribute to someone's actual legacy or start one for a driver. That's happening this Sunday. Also going to be some other racing on the track as Speed Weeks comes to an end. Excited about today's show. Lots to get to. Big congrats to the Philadelphia Eagles. Big win in the Super Bowl. Not a very exciting Super Bowl because of how well they played or how poorly the Chiefs played, depending on your perspective. But I think the most exciting thing is, now that it is over, we can move our attention, our focus, hone in our attention on NASCAR, because still NBA regular season, baseball hasn't started, golf's just getting underway. It is time for us to lock in and see what NASCAR 2025 has in store, and that starts this Sunday at the Daytona 500. So welcoming into the program, as I do each and every Monday at 6 when we show up here, ladies and gentlemen, fresh off a conference call, which is something I didn't think retired people did, it is Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, man, I'm above fancy. It's Zoom. It's not conference call.
Well, listen, it's people conferencing, you know, about some upcoming event.
And I am always...
Sounds like work to me.
Well, it was. And I'm always that kind of guy that I like to handle business face-to-face, like in person.
Because you don't understand the technology.
Well... That was before COVID that I didn't understand the technology. Since COVID, I was forced to have to understand the technology. But, you know, when you got five people and everybody has busy schedules and everybody lives in a different place, area of town, it, you know, tends to work out where you have to do the old Microsoft team meeting. So,
you know what? So I've had to sit in on those. And one time, a boring story, but I had to do like an entire product pitch on Zoom to the president of the company about their product, because we were trying to figure out how we were going to do this pitch of the product now that COVID was happening. Luckily, we didn't have to do it because we could still go out and visit homes and just stay on the outside for a while. But anyway, I hate those things. But it's one thing I do think being in radio for so long and having to do something like this helps you out a little bit with. You can get to the point pretty quick. You can answer. You know not to talk over someone because absolutely nobody hears when more than one person's talking.
At least clearly.
Yes. And you enunciate and actually speak clearly and look and speak with a smile on your face. I've always thought that that always helped a little bit, because some of those meetings you get people talking over people and then, you know, the camera zips around and you're like, guys, this is not only are we being, this is counterproductive, because everyone's distracted. No one knows what's going on. And whoever's leading the meeting doesn't realize that you have to, you know, kind of like we do. I have to make a point and then toss it to you, as opposed to just, hey, let's sit around and look at each other and hope somebody's cat walks by.
You know, you do bring up a good point, though, about our history doing radio, this radio show, being a benefit when you're doing something like that. That totally makes sense. You've been at this nearly 20 years. You and I have. Coming up in June, if I'm not mistaken, it'll be our 20th anniversary. And then I started this show 24 years ago, right now. I guess you could say, when I say right now, we started the Monday after the Daytona 500. We started the Monday after we lost Dale Earnhardt at Daytona.
Man, what a poignant moment to start a NASCAR show.
That's a day I'll never forget, because I was at the track and in our suite and doing all that with 76 back in those days. And I knew Dale and I knew a lot of the people in the sport. And yeah, and that's a whole nother show of itself. But yeah, getting back to your initial comment, I think there's a lot of truth to that. Let me say this and we'll move on to other things. One thing that kind of gets me puzzled is when you're in one of those team meetings or Zoom meetings with a group, whether it's small or large, and those people that have their screens blocked to where it all only has their name and then may have their microphone muted, you're wondering if they're even there or they're even listening.
Yeah. So you're like, are they mowing the yard right now and pretending to be on a call?
Yeah. Are they not dressed appropriately or what? But I've always thought, you know, if you're going to be a part of one of those, why have you got it where we can't see you? Otherwise, why don't we just do a conference call?
Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper.
Just dial in.
Yeah. Because those team, you know, anytime you do a Zoom, you got to subscribe to Zoom or you got to subscribe to the Microsoft team meetings. But anyway, let's move on. Super Bowl. Let's talk about that a moment, and then we got a lot to talk about regarding NASCAR and Daytona. Super Bowl. I was pulling for the Eagles. Eagles was my pick.
Because of Mrs. Whitfield.
That's right. She is a huge Eagles fan. Ever since I've known her, she's been a diehard Eagles fan. She's from Philadelphia, and so that even adds to her passion of being a big Eagles fan. She's always wore a jersey or some sort of shirt or something anytime the Eagles are playing. And that's been going on ever since I've known my wife. So it wasn't just you got to choose one or the other, the Chiefs or the Eagles. But nevertheless, I thought it was awesome to see how well the Eagles played because as I thought, and I'm sure most people thought, you know, this is going to be a neck-and-neck game, so to speak. It's going to be just down to the wire. It could be just a few point difference and winning or losing this game.
Yeah.
But boy, that wasn't even the case whatsoever.
Oh, man.
The Eagles just walked away with it.
So it reminded me of, I think, you know, if those two played 10 more times, it's probably a lot closer game. But this was one of those where...
Well, then by then somebody would be hurt.
Well, absolutely. But this is one of those that... The Eagles came out and just got on top of the Chiefs so quick, and their defensive line was so disruptive that they had them reeling. Like it was like, oh gosh, what are we gonna do? And by the time they finally settled down and started looking like some semblance of the Chiefs, the game was too far gone by then.
Yeah.
Which I don't, you know. This sounds like an old person, but you just cheer for a good game.
You are an old person.
Because of all this that goes into and all this buildup, the last thing you want to do is watch a 40-22 game that I don't think anyone watched the fourth quarter that, you know, wasn't just at a party.
And that was a very generous 22 points for the Chiefs.
By then, you know, they're playing prevent and it's just whatever. The game was when the Chiefs didn't come out and score immediately after halftime, and then the Philadelphia got it and went down and kicked a field goal. It was like 20. I mean, the game's over. Like, you literally, and in the NFL, it's really hard to come back from that much of a deficit. So, bummer. I think we all lost because the game wasn't that exciting. But if you're an Eagles fan, man, you know what? Congrats to you. If you're an anti-Chiefs person, which it seems like they've won so much lately, a lot of people didn't want to see the Chiefs win. Well, you got what you wanted. So,
yeah.
But I was listening. I am surprised at just how quickly everyone's moved on. You know, like even the first part of all the talk radio shows that's all football, football, football. A little bit here, a little bit there, and then it's move on to the next thing. It just wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't all that exciting.
Yeah, it wasn't as competitive as everyone thought.
Yeah,
sure.
What is compelling?
But I do think before the game started, it brought plenty of drama. It brought plenty of excitement. Fox did a great job with everything that they did with the broadcast. We had a great NFC playoff. We had a great AFC playoff. I mean, we got everything that we had hoped to get, except in the game of the Super Bowl. That was a little less exciting. Scale of 1 to 10, how would you, in 10 being the best, how would you score the halftime show?
I don't know, 7 maybe.
Oh, that's very generous.
So here's the thing. I know who Kendrick Lamar is. Couldn't tell you a song he sings. I was actually in the kitchen kind of doing some stuff, and I would peek in to see. But part of it is visual. Like, what all cool stuff are they doing around the stage? Because everybody does their own, and you're always waiting for, like, the guest performer to show up that no one talked about. There was none of, I mean, there was some cool visual stuff, but there was none of that. I'm not familiar with his music. It wasn't all that exciting. Mm-hmm. Now, I get it. I mean, there was, like, lots of poignant moments, and apparently there's this whole story behind the story, and I'm down with all that. Everything's cool, right? But I just, if you tuned in hoping to see some raucous, rocking, cool thing, unless you really are into Kendrick Lamar or really knew the backstory to what he was doing, just kind of fell flat.
I'm going to be very generous and give him a one. Very generous. The halftime show is probably the worst I can ever remember in the history of what this brain of mine will remember in halftime shows of the Super Bowl. I'm a fan of rap music. I listen to rap upon occasions, and especially when I was younger, I listened to it a lot. And if you took my iPhone right now, you would see there's a fair amount of rap music in my music library.
Yeah, but like Beastie Boys doesn't count.
I was never into the Beastie Boys.
A rap song on your playlist.
Into Little John. I was into a lot of those groups.
The fact you're calling them groups.
Well, in artist.
Yes, okay.
Artist and groups. But I was very disappointed. Then the show wasn't much. I mean, you expect it to be just something over the top. You go, wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's just cool. That's killer.
Yeah, there needs to be something that makes you go, whoa, how'd they pull that off?
Yeah, even the dancers weren't hot.
Yeah.
I mean.
Whoa.
They weren't. You expect to see even the female dancers?
Oh,
you know, they're supposed to be,
so,
you know,
because their value is in appearance, I guess.
Well, when you're doing if you're doing the halftime show for the Super Bowl, when have
Serena
you
re- Williams was one of the dancers.
When have you
Do you
ever,
not like the way she looks?
When have you never seen beautiful, fit women as part of the stage show?
It wasn't a Kid Rock show. My God.
No,
it wasn't like,
I don't mean Kid
take
Rock.
It back to the trailer.
I'm talking about any of the past shows.
All right, well,
even Bruno Mars.
Bruno did a good show. Prince still was, that was awesome. That was probably 10, 15 years ago. Prince halftime.
Oh, it's
awesome.
Probably been longer than that.
Was it? God, are we that old?
Yeah.
I think Britney did it. I think Taylor Swift's probably going to get to do it, except they couldn't have done it anytime the Chiefs are in there, because people would probably be like, oh, I'm so tired of Taylor.
It was one of those things that, and obviously they had rehearsed a long time for this thing, so they knew what it was going to look like. The NFL should have said, Taylor, listen, do you mind coming out of the suite and just doing some acoustic songs? It's going to still be better than what we've already seen rehearsal
all right.
look like of this guy.
Scorched earth.
I mean,
Kendrick
it was
Lamar
terrible.
From Sean Whitfield.
And here's the thing that also surprises me is how in the world did he earn so many Grammys? Because, you know, he's got a list of Grammys.
Apparently, he's got lots of really good songs. But here's the thing is, like, they're thoughtful, intelligent. They kind of speak to bigger things. It's not just, hey, let's go party at the club or down the dirt road or whatever the stuff we're used to listening to. I don't know. I get it for what it is. I've read all the stories about what all each thing means. You know, he had a beef with a different rapper named Drake, who Drake has been an actor and all this.
He's in trouble, isn't he?
And there were lots of shots at Drake and that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And so if you're in on that drama, that was probably pretty cool and funny. Serena Williams, one of the greatest tennis players of all time, was one of his dancers. And he did that because she apparently, I don't know if she was an ex of Drake or Drake, like, tried to come at her on social media for something. There were lots of like.
See, I didn't.
He was an assassin when it comes to that type stuff, but that's not our world, Sean.
Yeah, we don't need somebody performing the Super Bowl that's got all that behind the scene drama story going on.
I'm with you. Like, hey, this you're talking to 50 million people or however many it is, and it's halftime, so everyone's going to get dips and chips. And at a party, just give them some chance to sing along.
And I'm not even a big fan of Taylor Swift. But if the NFL wanted to knock it out of the park, what entertainer in 2024 was probably the biggest name in music entertainment on the entire planet?
Taylor Swift.
No question.
If Taylor Swift does a halftime show, it will be amazing. Everyone will sing along with every song. It'll go gangbusters.
Had they done that, they would have probably exceeded any TV ratings that the Super Bowl halftime show ever had.
I guarantee you that's...
Don't you agree?
They're in discussions for that next year. And they could have easily gotten her.
Because I'm pretty sure her boyfriend's not going to be in the Super Bowl.
Well, and Roger Goodell has probably pulled some favors for her with things with, you know, some of the games. And I guarantee you the NFL has done
some favors.
She's worth
more than Roger Goodell,
I know, but the NFL, yeah, but he's over the NFL.
Yeah, he is in charge.
But I guarantee you the NFL has done some little favors for her and Kelce. Yeah. Yeah, especially at away games. And they could have so knocked that out of the park.
Well, I bet that's in the pipeline for next year. Tom Petty, I think that was another one that was really good before he passed. I think he did a halftime show. I give me stuff I know that I can sing along to, make it visually interesting, and then surprise me with a few people that show it. Janet Jackson, who can forget that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With Timberlake. I mean, that started my God, the whole country was rent because of it.
And that started so many things in the world.
Boy,
of just,
Fox News was just angry the next day,
of
Sean.
Just broadcasting, period. I remember this was back when Clear Channel owned this radio station. There was all kinds of big-time rules and mandates that came for anybody that was on one of the radio stations.
You couldn't show your boobs on radio anymore.
Yeah, you couldn't do. I mean, it was it was like serious stuff. And here it didn't even have anything to do with the radio.
Hey, but you know what was good? I saw a lot of funny commercials. I felt like the commercials stepped their game up pretty good.
I didn't really pay attention to a lot of commercials.
That's the only reason to tune in half the time.
I was here at my office working and just kind of tuned commercials out. But I know a lot of people. I'm surprised you even remember all that.
There were some really funny ones.
I figured you had started drinking beer.
I didn't have
around midday.
I played some golf, had some beers yesterday with that. Didn't drink a single beer during the game.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to be at work today, Sean.
That must have been because you'd already had a bunch.
Fences don't sell themselves. Yeah, that two-hour nap I took after golfing was pretty cool.
Yeah, wow. All right, well, it is time for us to take a break. We promise this is a NASCAR show. We got all that out of the way, so when we come back, we're going to dive deep into Daytona. We're going to talk about all the things that you need to know about Daytona 500 2025. We're going to talk about the teams that are guaranteed a spot, the ones that have got to figure out how to get themselves in.
Do we already know the musical guest for the Daytona 500 yet?
You know, it's been announced, but I don't know.
Okay,
I
want to make sure it meets your standard.
I think it's Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide?
I think so. You know, NASCAR has a little bit of a...
You buy part of a team. You get to go to,
you know,
be the opening act.
Him and NASCAR's, you know, they happen to know one another. So, but nevertheless, NASCAR always does it up very, very well when it comes to the pre-race entertainment of the Daytona 500. But we got a lot to talk about and break it all down. This is our 24th year of Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your day. We're going to be with you the rest of the year through the entire NASCAR season in November. We got a lot more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize U. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize U, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeUCenters.com.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. Are you ready? Get up.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Racing Talk Radio. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, bringing you all the NASCAR news and apparently hot takes on Super Bowl halftime performances each and every Monday at 6 o'clock. All right, Sean, it is NASCAR time. Actual NASCAR racing is happening this weekend. We look forward to the Cup Series race, the Daytona 500. That's coming up this Sunday, 2:30 p.m. on the Big Boy Network. Fox. So that is going to be what we're all tuning in for. That officially is the start of the 2025 season as far as points races are concerned. However, this Thursday, 7 o'clock, you've got the very first duel at Daytona, followed by the second duel at Daytona, which basically are going to be a few short races to determine the starting positions for the Daytona 500. And then you'll have what, qualifying, and that comes Wednesday. So everybody will qualify Wednesday. That decides the top two drivers and where they'll start, which is funny because where you start in Daytona probably matters the least out of all the races, you know, Daytona and Talladega. And then Duel 1 and Duel 2 will not only decide where everybody starts the race, but what couple drivers are able to race their way in, Sean, and have a chance to go down in history. So all that's coming up, the Daytona 500 this Sunday from Daytona International Speedway.
And everything that Casey just shared, except for the day of the Daytona 500, is on FS1. Qualifying on Wednesday starts at 8:15 on FS1. And then the qualifying races, the duels, happen to be 7 p.m. starting on Thursday night. There is some things you need to be aware of. And, of course, the race gets started at 2:30 on Sunday. You're going to watch that on Fox. It's a 200-lap race, 2.5-mile speedway. This will be race number what at Daytona? A little trivia.
Oh, race number.
Little trivia.
All right, I'm going to go back to 75.
You're not too far off. 67th running.
Oh, that's not
of
special.
The Daytona 500. And do you know who won last year? Another little trivia.
So this was a question I was going to bring up to you. How famous does it make you really? Who did win? Because I looked at the list of people that have never won one, and I could have sworn
William Byron was the winner.
All right. Well, listen, I've got a question for you, but we'll discuss later.
Yeah, William Byron was the winner. There's non-chartered entries into the Daytona 500. There are 9 cars without a charter that have announced plans to enter the event. Only four will make the field. Helio Castroneves,
oh yeah,
is guaranteed a Daytona 500 starting spot through a new rule. NASCAR allows one provisional per race for world-class drivers provided by a team request that is at least 90 days ahead of the event. Should Castroneves qualify on speed or earn a spot through his qualifying race, the provisional will not be available to any other competitor. The non-charter teams that are trying to make it into the Daytona 500 is Martin Truex Jr. in the number 56, which just seems so crazy.
Yeah, it's a
7-time
Cup champion. I like his chances.
Martin Truex Jr. I'm sorry. That seems
past
weird.
Cup champion, winner of lots of races.
Yeah, but here's where it really sounds crazy is Jimmy Johnson. He's going to be in the number 84, seven-time Cup champion, and he has got to do his best to make it.
He now owns the majority of Legacy Motorsports, so maybe that was the key. He just needed to put in. He needed a little more control, Sean.
He does, and Jimmy Johnson's taken a more prominent position in NASCAR. You know, when he retired from the sport, he kind of got away from it a little bit, and many of us thought, you know, could he be kind of like Carl Edwards and not
just
really
never heard from again?
Yeah, not really be seen around the sport. And then all of a sudden, he comes back with Legacy Motorsports in a partnership with Richard Petty and one or two other investors, which caught many people by surprise because they thought, okay, if Jimmy Johnson ever returns to the sport, it's going to be something that's going to be in business or a business association of Rick Hendrick. But that was not the case. So as you just said a moment ago, he is now majority owner of Legacy Motor Club. Well, it's just announced a day or two ago that he is starting a podcast weekly with ESPN's Marty Smith.
Oh, man.
It's going to come out every Wednesday.
So Marty's coming back to NASCAR. He's been college football for
so
long.
I think he's going to remain in college football. However, he has partnered with Jimmy Johnson, and they're going to do a weekly podcast, and it will also air on Wednesday afternoons on SiriusXM.
I wonder how far into the first podcast it goes before Marty Smith lets everyone know that he and Eric Church are really good friends.
I don't know. I didn't know they were really good friends.
Well, then you don't listen to a lot of Marty Smith.
I don't.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I like Marty Smith, and I think he does a great job. I'll never forget the first time I ever saw or met Marty Smith was in the late 90s. He was riding for NASCAR.com, and I ran into him in the media center at Nashville Super Speedway. And he was this young guy with his spiked hair that everybody was kind of looking at funny, thinking, okay, what's this guy all about?
Who's this dude?
And little did we all know, he would go on and have a very successful media career.
Do okay for himself.
I think so. Justin Allgaier is going to be in the number 40 car for representing Junior Motorsports. He is going to try to make it in, and he has no charter. Chandler Smith in the number 66. Anthony Alfredo is going to be in the number 62, driving for Beard Motorsports. Corey LaJoy lost his ride, and he is going to try to make it in the number 01 car with Rick Ware Racing. And then, of course, as I mentioned earlier, Helio Castroneves is going to be trying to make it in, driving for Trackhouse Racing in the number 91.
That's pretty smart by Trackhouse. Find the little loophole for provisional for an international guy and just get a car.
Oh, I agree. You know, Trackhouse Racing, Justin Marks, they do so many things the right way. Very professionally done, well-run operation and company. And Trackhouse is going to be a combination of a Hendrick Motorsports and a Joe Gibbs Racing down the road, I truly believe, is the direction they're headed, especially they're such a young company. B.J. McLeod is going to be driving the number 78, and then J.J. Yaley is going to try to make it in the number 44 car.
A J.J. Yaley sighting. Why not?
Yeah, he's been running in the Xfinity Series. Of course, setting the field, there are multiple layers of setting the Daytona 500. Single car qualifying, as we talked about earlier, the fastest two cars, Casey shared, is going to be happening on February 12th. Also, the fastest two cars without a charter will be guaranteed a starting spot. The field is divided into two 60-lap qualifying races, which is going to be happening on February the 13th on Thursday evening, as we were talking earlier. The rest of the field will be set after those races. One non-chartered car from each qualifying race will make the field. Joey Logano won the pole for last year's race, and Michael McDowell was second. Last year marked only the second time in 10 years that Hendrick Motorsports did not win the Daytona 500, which that was a little surprising.
Yeah, they've got a pretty good history there.
Past five Daytona 500 winners, Denny Hamlin is a three-time winner, scoring 2016, 19, and 20. Jimmy Johnson won the race in 06 and in 2013. Current drivers with one Daytona 500 win William Byron last year, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in 2023, Austin Centric in 2022, Michael McDowell in 2021. So let's just think about this for a minute. 2024, 23, 22, and 21 are all four drivers that the average NASCAR fan would have not picked to win the race. So that just goes to show and confirm that every car on the track has got a shot at winning this race. If they're on top of their game, they got a fast car and do everything, you know, the right way and don't make mistakes and beat themselves. Would you agree?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Trevor Bain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who can forget that? Guy from Knoxville that's in a Woods Brother car wins and becomes a darling overnight. So, you know, it can happen.
Austin Dillon won in 2018. And this almost seems like a long ago. Joey Logano won in 2015.
Atta baby, Joey.
He hasn't won since then. You would think that we would have had Joey win.
How long has it been since Kyle Busch has won one? Daytona 500.
Kyle Busch has never won the Daytona 500.
Exactly. So just because you're in a powerhouse team with all the talent in the world doesn't mean when all the cars start jockeying for position, the last 10 laps that it comes out in your favor. Kyle Busch has almost won the Daytona 500.
What other driver does that remind you of that experienced that same legacy in his career all the way up till just a few years before his passing?
I don't know.
Dale Earnhardt. Because he did not win the Daytona 500, I think, until 1998.
Mark Martin won everything, never won a Daytona 500.
Yeah, but Mark's never been a champion.
Tony Stewart.
I'm talking about a driver that's done it all.
Tony Stewart.
Won a championship and just, you know, had an unbelievable career. That's the way Dale was, and that's the way Kyle Busch is still today.
Tony Stewart, once again, the guy that's
Hall of Famer. Yeah, but I'm talking
about
active drivers.
Never won a championship. But yes, Kyle Busch was the most shocking.
Well, Tony Stewart's been a champion before. I mean,
he never won the Daytona 500.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm thinking about active drivers that are going to be in the field of the Daytona 500. Kyle Busch has achieved everything you can achieve in the sport and then some, especially when you look at all three series. But he's never won America's race. That's very surprising to think about, you know, when you ponder over his career.
Bigger accomplishment in your eyes, winning the Daytona 500 or being married to Samantha Bush?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I knew it would be for you.
I would say winning the Daytona 500 because I'm sure she comes with a lot of stress and anxiety.
I didn't say what would be the most expensive.
Yeah, of course. You know, if you were him, you'd have to say his wife, obviously, and then the fact that she was the mother of your two children. So it'd be hands down for him. You know, her instead of winning the Daytona 500, but. Yeah, is that your trivia question for the day?
No, I had another. I'll bring this back when we come back. But no, I was just curious because as much as you dislike, or I think as much as grief as we've given, which deservedly so, you've always been a fan of his better half.
Yeah, she's really into fitness. She posts a lot of photos on Instagram of her fitness routines and working out, and you know that's a big passion of mine and major part of my lifestyle, and yeah, she just seems like she's a good woman, a very very nice lady is probably the best way to say it. But I'm sure that, you know, Kyle's got his challenges, but heck, just think about her having to deal with him.
I was gonna say, I think it goes both ways there.
I think he's mellowed out some in his older age, but golly, think about him in his younger days when he'd have the attitudes that he'd have, and then you got to go home with all that. God. You know, she needed prayer back then. No question about it.
Yes. I think they probably found each other for a reason.
I guess you're right. All right, when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the Daytona 500. We're going to talk about some changes that happened in the off season when we saw the clash up in What's the name of the stadium? My mind has gone blank. I just had
Daytona?
No. Last week, the Clash.
Bowman Gray?
Bowman Gray. I went blank there for a minute. When we saw the race at Bowman Gray Stadium, a little over half the field had either had a new driver, a new crew chief, or was it with a new team. And so we're going to talk about what we can expect for Daytona and start to try to get a little bit adapted to the changes. We turn on our television and watch NASCAR 2025. We've got all that and more as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, Chattanooga. Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up. As your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. 2025 is underway. It has been for over a month, but NASCAR-wise, it is underway as the Daytona 500 kicks off this Sunday. It's going to be on Fox. It's the first race of the season. It's also, in a lot of eyes, the most important, or I don't know if important, but definitely the most famous race, most prestigious race of the entire season, and it kicks off NASCAR 2025. So be sure and tune in. And no matter what, Sean and I will be back to talk about it the following Monday as NASCAR will then officially be underway, points and everything. And we look forward to the road to come in 2025. Ought to be a good one. Sean, we were talking about all the rules and stuff that goes with the 2025. Then you brought up Samantha Bush for whatever reason. She did just post.
No, I think you did.
It was her. Oh, no, I was just giving you a hard time. It was her and Kyle's anniversary not long ago. So, you know, happy anniversary to the Bushes. And, you know, Kyle being a big name guy that has yet to win the Daytona 500, you know, what would that mean for his legacy? Probably not a lot. Just another box he would check on an otherwise Hall of Fame career. But that was what I was going to ask you. How important is a Daytona 500 win? It counts exactly the same as the rest of them as far as making the playoffs. You don't get like double points or anything. But you do get your name on a trophy for the rest of your life. You are a Daytona 500 winner, whoever. And it is, it's a prestigious race. It is probably the biggest, you know, it's the Masters. It's the Super Bowl, whatever you want to call it. But how much does it really change your career, and what is one really worth? We mentioned some of the guys, Trevor Bayne, Austin Cindric, which I guess, you know, he's had a better career, but guys that have only won the Daytona 500, is it any different than winning just, you know, Casey Mears? He just won one race his whole career, but it was a Coke 600. There's a laundry list of guys that have only won one race in their career. Is the 500, I guess I'm getting to, would you rather be Sean Whitfield, decent driver, cobbled together a couple race wins over a career, maybe five race wins, or Sean Whitfield, guy that just won the Daytona 500?
Probably the guy that just won the Daytona 500. Here's the way I look at it. The number one thing that you can achieve in the sport is being Cup champion. So that's number one. Second thing right behind it is becoming a Daytona 500. You will go down forever in history. Anytime you're introduced, anytime people remember you when you're long gone, you'll be remembered as a Daytona 500 champion. Austin Dillon has had a pretty lousy career for the most part. However, he has gone down in history as a Daytona 500 winner. So when you look back in the record books and you look back at the career of Austin Dillon, you're not going to remember him for the majority of his career. What he's going to be remembered by is he is a Daytona 500 champion. And so, yeah, this is a very, very important race. Second most important achievement that a driver can achieve in NASCAR.
All right, so you would rather be, let me just throw you a coat, you would rather be Sean Whitfield, winner of the Daytona 500, or let me throw some names at you, Ward Burton, Jamie McMurray, there's a good one, Jamie McMurray.
Yes, I would rather be a Daytona 500 champion because both of those guys, Ward probably had a more successful career than Jamie McMurray did.
Ward Burton had five wins, Jamie McMurray seven.
Yes, but when I think back...
Jeremy Mayfield. I'd rather be anybody than Jeremy Mayfield. NASCAR Jeremy Mayfield.
Jeremy had a pretty decent career.
Five wins.
But he was ran competitive throughout his career.
So I'm saying, is it you would still take flash in the pan. Now, you do get to go all the fun stuff. And I feel like that year, it's a big deal. But after that, I mean, you know, in 5 years, if you're not in the sport, but you're down there at the local... you know, radio remote opening the Hardee's and they've got Daytona 500 winner Sean Whitfield. But if you're, you know, Alan Colwicky, which he was a champion, it's a bad example. But if you're, you know,
and Daytona International Raceway or Speedway puts high recognition on these drivers. If I'm not mistaken, they have a special dinner.
Ken Schrader.
The night before for the Daytona 500 winners, they recognize them on stage in pre-race. You said Ken Schrader?
Yeah. Joe Nemechek?
Yeah, I would still probably want to be known as a Daytona 500 champion.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, so what I'm getting here is you're equating it with at least four or five wins. I mean, Brian Vickers? Brian only won three times.
I mean, number one, you're asking a tough question, number one.
Listen, that's what people tune in for.
I know.
This is hard-hitting what-ifs. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Because
how would you respond?
I do believe the Daytona 500 is very cool. And I think it is a absolute cherry on top of a career Sunday. But I would rather have the career Sunday, I guess. Like Trevor Bayne. Man, who wasn't on his side? But it never equated anything.
Brian Vickers, you said how many wins did he
three.
Have? Three.
But the dude raced for 10 years.
How many people is going to remember the three races he won or when he won the Daytona 500 if he had?
That's true. Like, no one shows up to meet the guy that won the Go Bowling 400 in 2000.
At Watkins Glen.
2017. Yeah. No, at Pocono or whatever the hell. Yeah, or Watkins Glen. I mean, nobody, you know, maybe in that town you get to, you know, come get a free steak or something. But having three wins. I mean, Brian Vickers had a career, man. I mean, people know who Brian Vickers is.
Only reason I remember like Casey Mears is because you were such a big fan and you used to wear that hockey jersey.
Correct. Casey Mears. Trevor Bayne, only one win.
And that was Talladega, wasn't it?
No, Trevor Bayne won the 500.
Okay.
Remember, because right. Woods Brothers, but, I mean, it was the most improbable Daytona 500 win ever.
And when you think about drivers that have had first-time wins or only had one or two wins in their career, many times Talladega's in that mix.
Oh, absolutely. Reagan Smith, one win. That dude was in NASCAR a long time. Mm-hmm. Listen, Casey Mears may have had the best career of a one race car driver. Like, dude only raced for top teams.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess I would rather. There's a guy named Dick Passwater, which really sounds more like a condition than anything. I would rather have a career, like win enough races to keep having some guy give me a shot than I guess the one 500. But then again, every year when the season kicks off and excitement's at an all-time high and they have the past champions dinner, guess who gets to sit up there and talk about the time he won the trophy? Daytona 500 winner.
That is true. Let's talk about some of the confirmed changes for 2025, and then we'll head to a break. Cody Ware is going to be full-time this year in the number 51. Zane Smith will drive the number 38 for Front Row Motorsports. 2311 Racing will expand to a three-car team with Riley Herbst will be driving the number 35. Todd Gilliland will stay with Front Row Motorsports but drive the number 34. Todd Dillon will drive for Colleague Racing in the number 10. The number 31 team is being renumbered. Justin Haley will drive the number 7 for Aspires Motorsports. Shane Van Gisbergen,
SVG,
will drive the number 88 full-time for Trackhouse Racing. That's good news. Corey LaJoie will not return to Spire Motorsports for 2025, so he is scheduled to try to qualify for the Daytona 500 in a unchartered car. Noah Gregson gets his second or third chance in NASCAR. He will move to Front Row Motorsports, and I'm not sure what the number of that car is going to be. Josh Berry will replace Harrison Burton for the Wood Brothers. Chase Briscoe will replace Martin Truex Jr. at Joe Gibbs Racing. Martin Truex Jr., he retired from full-time competition. However, he'll be running certain races in 2025 and expected to be with 2311. Michael McDowell will move from Front Row Motorsports to Spire Motorsports and drive the number 7. Those are some of the major changes among drivers in team shufflings.
You know, for Michael McDowell's another one that's, I mean, Daytona 500 winner, and that's kept him going for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, there's obviously other things behind that, but you're right. You know, I don't know. That's an interesting question. How valuable, how many races would you trade for a Daytona 500? You say none. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's just...
No, it'd have to be. Like, if I give you 10 wins, that's a good career. You would trade that for a 500.
You know, back in my NASCAR days with 76, I think it was nearly 17 straight years that I was at the Daytona 500 and I was at Speed Weeks at Daytona. And there's just something special about being in Daytona in February and being at the Daytona 500. It's hard to describe. It's hard to put into words. But any fan out there listening that has attended that race, or if you're a driver that has ran in the Daytona 500, it's a feeling like none other. Like I say, it's hard to put into words.
All right, there you have it. And it's coming up again.
That's right. It's goodbye football here and hello NASCAR.
Comes Sunday. Now, maybe if we could just get some weather like we had a couple weeks ago.
All right, it is time for us to take a break. We come back. We've got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your day. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us tomorrow. You can find past shows tomorrow at our website, racingtalkradio.com, or just go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio download. That's Racing Talk radio download, so you can listen anytime, anywhere, at your convenience. All right, more straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com. Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up. As your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio, brought to you by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. Hadn't been a lot of racing or actual on-the-track news and info because the races don't start until this Sunday, the Great American Race. NASCAR Daytona 500 is coming up this Sunday. But Sean, as I sit here, I'm afraid we're skipping over one of the biggest parts of the weekend,
which is,
and the thing that listeners continually reach out to us for,
which is
romantic advice. Sean, the Daytona 500 is on February 16th.
I have spent several of my Daytonas on Valentine's Day there at the track.
So what we really need to be focusing on is what are our listeners going to do on February 14th that will allow them a conscience-free and, what would the other word be? Resistance-free, perhaps? Enjoying
resistance
the Daytona 5. You don't want to catch any resistance, right?
No, you mean you don't want our listeners, especially our guy friends, to be rejected.
Listen, all I'm saying is, guys, it's coming up Friday. So maybe Thursday at 5, don't go, oh, yeah, what's tomorrow? Yeah, Let's do a little planning.
So for a guy that's been married for most of his life, what do you recommend as the perfect Valentine's gift that your woman will just, you know, melt?
So here's the thing. Flowers sent to her at work is probably as old and as ordinary as anything in the world, right? Yeah,
we did that when we were in school too.
However, there's a reason people still do it. It's effective.
Because it works.
It's, yes, you love her, and that's cool. But even better than that is that big bouquet showing up in front of all of her catty coworkers that sit there and go, huh, okay, you know. And she gets to have that little glow about her, like, my man loves me. Boom. So I'm just saying.
And you're a man all about love.
And I love love. I'm on record of that many times. So don't forget. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. What you don't want to do, single rose and the little heart chocolate sold at the gas station, bring it home Friday from home from work. Hey, happy Valentine's, babe. That's not
what about one of those three rose vases?
Well, if it's three. No. Listen, go big, spend some money.
Go big or go home.
Reap the benefit, Sean. Hmm. You know what I mean? So
are you guaranteed to get, are you guaranteed under the Casey Orr recommendations to reap dividends?
Absolutely.
Will it pay off?
I can only get you in the door. Okay. I can only set the stage. You still got to make it through the rest of the
evening. Make it to the bedroom
without saying something stupid. Yeah. That's my big issue. Yeah. But listen, it's Friday night. And so I guarantee you can't get in the restaurant right now. But what about Saturday? Just say, babe, listen,
that's what I'm doing Saturday night.
I wanted to take you out.
I bet you'll never guess where we're going.
Aaliyah. We haven't talked, but I bet you're going to Aaliyah. And you're not saying no. Okay.
And I booked that 2.5 months ago. So that's how far in advance I planned.
So, babe, I wanted to take you out when we didn't have to rush home from work and then run out. So go Saturday. Go during lunch. It doesn't matter. Do something and just make it be that you thought about her other than before Thursday at 5, and you'll be just fine. There you have it.
Do you still do a Valentine's Day card?
So, thank God my wife doesn't listen to us, right? She's not going to be at work Friday. So you know who's getting some flowers on Thursday? And say, every day with you is Valentine's.
You're only doing that because it's cheaper to get them delivered on Thursday than it is Friday. Listen,
it just allowed me to bump up the size of the bouquet a little bigger.
Is that what it is?
And so she'll bring it home, and it'll be sitting there, and it'll be so pretty all day and blah, 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 all weekend.
So yes. What's a nice bouquet of flowers running these days?
Sean, you don't want to know because you would never pay it.
Well, I know, but I want to live through you for just a moment.
So I told him, here's $125.
Ooh.
Make it pretty.
How many roses does that include?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No, just said make it pretty.
What if it only has 3 or 4?
Well, it better have a whole bunch of that other stuff in there.
And you come home and you go, so I'm only worth 3 or 4 roses? You could have at least gotten me 10.
So, listen, I put it in the hands of the pros and say, here you go. Okay, I've got the people I called. I already have my name saved and my credit card information. They got it all. They even know where she works. So it'll
Does
be
your wife
it'll
see
be
the
delivered.
Credit card statement?
Absolutely not. Are you crazy? Okay. No, you can't do that. But this weekend, actually.
She might think you were cheap.
We're doing a little romance with some friends. Not in that way, but we're all going to a trip in Nashville to go see a cool show.
Nobody accused you of anything. You're the one.
Well, the way it came out.
You,
I needed to.
You felt guilty.
Need to preface that.
I got you. Okay.
So there you have it. We're going to go and have a big time.
You know, we do many radio shows and podcasts here at Whitfield Media Group. You should consider hosting a podcast from this Optimize You studio about love. It could be called The Love Connection by Casey Orr.
And we could get Optimize You to sponsor that one. Because listen, we're going to be so successful at helping people find love. They may need a little bit of that extra testosterone.
Oh, they're going to need some extra hormones. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen.
Because you don't want to go in the bedroom and your significant other to be disappointed.
No, no. Yeah. No. I disappoint mine in every other room of the house.
Especially when your husband's like Casey Orr and the wife's already saying that he's got man boobs. Isn't your wife telling you
very
that?
True? Yes, she hasn't in a while, but I haven't. I'm assuming she still thinks that. She called me old. She told me I look old like a pawpaw the other day. I was like, well, that's awesome.
that's a good thing for your self-esteem. Well,
and I'm
it?
Just like, you know, what if the tables were turned? What if I looked at you and said, hey, Meemaw? Look, and we've
or Nana.
Look, we haven't even talked about the race. We've gone on so long. So anyway, Valentine's Day, love the one you're with.
But you know,
flowers.
I bet you we helped somebody out there today.
And if we can help one person, I think we've done something.
Yeah, you know, we touch people one person at a time.
Sean touches people. You heard it here first.
Yeah, one person at a time. We touch their lives and help them. And
all right.
We might have just prevented a divorce.
Kyle Busch is going
to win. Or a breakup.
Kyle Busch is going to win the Daytona 500. You heard,
so you're
it.
Going
you
with,
heard it here
you're
first.
You're going with Kyle Busch.
I think he's going to do it. And then we're going to have right. a fun year because we know he's locked into the playoffs.
I'm going to go with Joey Logano.
No matter what happens, we'll be back here to talk about it Monday.
That is right. We'll be back here next Monday right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105, with our 24th annual Racing Talk Radio. It's our 24th anniversary, and we couldn't have done it without all of you. I want to thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back here 6 p.m. next Monday, so you don't want to miss it. If you miss any part of the Daytona 500, no worries. We'll get you caught up right here next Monday at 6 o'clock. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. And have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.